Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio. I could go a cup of tea right now.
Hey, Slam Dogs. Were you awash with grief when the Plumbing Boys left the UK because you thought maybe we'd never return? Well, wipe away those tears, idiot, because Plumbing the Death Star is returning to the British Isles for the Plumbing the Death Star Get Posh 2018 tour. We're starting our tour in Edinburgh, where we'll be doing 4 shows over 2 weeks for Edinburgh Fringe, and then we're heading off to tour the country properly. So head to sanspansradio.com/live to grab your tickets now. Glasgow is already sold out, so you better fucking hurry because who knows how long till the rest are. London dates have not been announced, but will be eventually. Hurry up, you anuses!
Hey everyone, it's Joel Dusha here, new host of Shut Up a Second, and I'm joined by my good friends Jackson and Cass. Hey. We're going to discuss a very important topic, something very close to my chest, something that Shut Up a Second has left unaddressed for too long. Crimes committed in the past that you probably could have done but didn't do. That's today's topic.
Crimes committed in the past
that you didn't do that you probably could have done.
All right.
I changed the title.
Well, I mean, it's the same thing that I probably could have done but didn't do to I probably didn't do but could have done. Is the Titanic sinking a crime?
criminal neglect.
But it wasn't really their fault an iceberg was there.
Yeah, everyone tried their best.
Yeah.
Did they?
Gave their
yeah,
all.
Because they said it was unsinkable. Do you think they were lying?
Do you think that when the iceberg hit, some people were like, I want to slack off now?
No, I think that, no, because wasn't it sheer arrogance and stuff like that that meant they weren't really paying attention to? Once they realized there was an iceberg, there was nothing they could have done. But I was under the impression that if they had seen the iceberg earlier, if they had done things, if they had had a safety protocol because they weren't like, the Titanic's unsinkable, we're fucks.
I don't know. I honestly don't. How do you check for icebergs?
Well, I think it was, well, my understanding is that everyone was like, it's unsinkable. Like they put the boats on there for life safety, but they're like, we won't need them. So then when we needed them, we personally, when we were all on the Titanic
we
and needed
the
to jump.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure arrogance would have come into that. But everyone believed. So that's, it just goes to show when you believe in yourself, sometimes you die.
Sometimes you hit an iceberg and crash. Where do we think we'd be on the Titanic? I think I'd be on the very top, but like on the roof. Unable to get down and complaining loudly.
Wait.
Help me, I'm too high and cold.
How'd I get up here? Where are my shoes?
Do you mean where would we have been on the Titanic before or after we knew it was going down?
Let's say both. For me, it's the roof.
Both times.
Oh, God.
You're the one who saw the iceberg. Help me, I'm up too high. Oh!
And they're like, we're not listening to that guy. He's got no shoes on the roof.
I'm rich, but dressed like I'm poor.
I just forgot my shoes. Don't judge me.
I was going for an evening stroll on the roof.
Why can't I get down?
Help me.
I could get up, but it's too high to jump. So here I'll stay.
You shimmied up and then you like, there's that thing where you like, you're climbing something and you're looking up to where you're going. And then you look down, and you're like, oh, I'm really scared of heights. I'm stuck.
The reality
I'm really
is sunk
stuck.
Yeah.
I'd be the captain.
Yeah, of course. Well,
yeah, absolutely. Or, no, the captain.
Enjoy going down with the ship, idiot.
I was going to say all the band and I stopped because I knew they also went down with the ship. No, actually, fuck it.
Yeah.
Titanic was fancy. I'll be the fella that holds the hot towels in the bathroom.
Oh, yes. That guy rules. Plus, when it gets chilly, you got a hot towel.
Put one around my neck.
You're going to be like, put one on my face. Imagine coming into the bathroom and you really quickly got to take it off your face because... a shame.
No, hot towel on face is good. It like it's steamy.
But not when you're at work.
But if that's his job, is to give you the hot towel.
I'm just going
to
quickly take my hot towel off, guys. I didn't know it was this kind of work environment. I didn't realize
this is not
we were
a hot towel.
No, you can record a podcast with a hot towel over your face as much as you like, but you probably can't work on the Titanic with a hot towel over your face.
Oh, you reckon?
Yeah, that's so much. That's real good.
That's perfect.
That's what the people are looking for. It's good. Yeah. Be good for your pores, wouldn't it? Hot towel on the face.
Yeah, it's steam.
That's what Cass just said. But good try saying it like it was your idea.
Did you talk about pause?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Where was I?
On the roof.
Looking
couldn't
for your
get
shoes.
Down.
You never brought them. Why are you looking
That's
for
it.
Them?
I never brought my shoes.
Alternatively, I reckon that you had the shoes and you saw the iceberg and threw your shoes at the iceberg.
Guys,
wake up! And then it just flies past the guys in the crow's nest. Fuck!
I got another one. Oh, I hit that lady.
I'm a bad throw. Jack, you'd have been. It had smokestacks, didn't it?
It had tube boys. Yeah, hot tube boys. Are you climbing the hot tube boys?
Maybe. That's probably the highest point in the Titanic, a tube boy.
Yeah.
I might get up there.
It's a bit warm.
You'll be so steamy?
Yeah, but
smoky.
Imagine how warm I'll be when we eventually sink. And because I'm the highest up, I will...
The Titanic turned on its side, didn't it?
No,
it cracked in the middle. Yeah.
What would happen to me?
You'd go
in the water, in the drink.
Because the smokestack or whatever, the hot boy.
Yeah.
The handsome men would go from vertical to horizontal.
Oh, but then that's kind of good. I just live in the smokestack and then it will eventually fill with water.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your strategy for getting off? Oh, sorry, Cass, where would you be on the Titanic?
Oh, I would be like lower deck having a good time having a book.
Yeah.
But I would try and sneak up and, like, do the opposite. Like, I'd see Kate Winslet coming in. I'd be like, hey, me to the old switcheroo. And I'd try and get into the fancy thing. But that's old-timey faux pas. Like, I'd, like, get there and, I don't know.
Show off too much eye or something.
Are you going to say ass?
There's a specific amount of ass you could show in 1920s.
Chaps, fine. Skirt, no.
Absolutely. If it's surrounded by leather, you're in the clear.
And you're in the clever.
Yeah, that's the old saying.
If it's surrounded by leather, you're in the clever.
If it's surrounded
if
by...
If it's cheeks, I can see, not for me.
That's it. That's the saying.
That's the famous Titanic dress code rule.
Someone, you walk in, someone's like, clever. Like, oh, no.
Visible cheeks.
The things I was thinking, I was like, oh, yeah, like, you know, spitting at the wrong time in a meal or putting the wrong bird's feathers in your hat.
There's no correct time in a meal to spit.
Well, there's my mistake number one. I've spent too much time having a bit of a boog in the underground.
That's true. Hanging out with the poor people. I like the idea of you like nudging someone being like, do I spit now? And they're like, you don't spit. Like,
okay.
Later on, is this where I spit?
You don't spit.
I'm going to spit. Don't. I'm doing it.
Oh!
Ew.
You painted such a picture then.
I sure did.
Such a graphic picture.
The audio medium suits you well. Your talents are best explored here.
That's true.
I'm a master of theatre of the audio mind.
That's true. Yeah. How would you have gotten off the Titanic?
Head first.
Let's explore both.
No, pin drop.
Pin drop is good.
If safety swimming classes taught me anything, pin drop.
I like that both your strats are go into the sea, not clamber onto one of the boats.
Actually, you're sweet. Women and children first.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, but I'm poor.
Ah, that's true.
Rich women and children first. Yeah. I always forget that rule.
Yeah, you're going to be at the, like, the, you know when they trample the Irish people below deck? I'm basing this off James Cameron's The Titanic. I don't know if that actually happened.
Mm.
Well, that's good that you're basing that off that because we all know you'd Billy Zane it.
Yeah, absolutely. This is my family. This man is my son, and that'd be the husband. And then I'd clamber on. That's actually
somehow in the mix-up of The Titanic, you'd get shot with a flare gun.
I like to imagine
into the water.
It happens as I'm like, this is my daughter, and then I get shot, and for a brief second my daughter is hovering in the air where I was holding her up as I fly off the deck into the
sea. It's a flare gun, not a cannon.
I'm very weak. I got a hollow bird bone.
Fun fact about the Titanic, it actually had cannons.
When they encountered ocean combat, they had to have some way of defending themselves.
It's unsinkable
pirates.
Because they were like, we will shoot our cannons at anything that comes
anything
near
us. Anything
tries
to sink us, but we will end it.
Their arrogance meant they didn't put cannons on the front.
No, tube boys become cannons. Oh! Or they only go up.
Anti-aircraft cannons.
You just gotta hope that the Titanic is moving at such a speed that the cannonball doesn't just land back down on top of it.
Or going so, it's so still that it goes straight back down.
That's what you want.
It makes that noise like those ski ball machines when you get a perfect thump.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the captain's like, we're gonna catch our lunch!
What are they killing in the air?
Seabirds, maybe a small plane with a couple of people. They have to feed a lot of people on the Titanic.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
How much food do you reckon got wet?
Oh, heaps of it. Well, all of it eventually. Very little of it stayed dry.
What are you asking, Jim?
What am I asking or why am I asking?
No, what are you asking? Like before the sink or after the sink?
Well, I meant after the sink, but I meant
no,
in a
way. No,
you
know what, not all, because imagine this, the three of us on the Titanic, it's sinking, we see an empty life raft, I see the buffet, chuck a sandwich in my jacket for the ride home. Because it's going to waste.
Yeah, it's getting wet. Whales don't eat sandwiches, they famously hate the buffet.
Do you think if I was on that boat rowing away from the Titanic eating a whole chicken, I would be judged?
No. People would be I think people would be confused. I changed my mind. If I saw you eating a whole chicken and I was in a different life, I'd think that you knew this was going to happen.
Yeah. But like,
which brings us full circle.
That's true.
To crimes that happened in the past you didn't commit, but you could have committed.
I don't know if I could have committed the Titanic. Actually, I could have committed the negligence. That's easy. Just see a fucking iceberg, don't say anything about it.
Well, this boat's unsinkable.
We'll be right. Go to bed. Wake up drowned. Yes, Cass.
Waking up dead.
Wake up in heaven. I'm like, what? God's like,
wake up in heaven. What? Right. Oh, and he's like, I'm fucked.
Why am
up.
I here? You died. No, why am I here?
In heaven.
I know the kind of life I led.
This seems very wrong. Is this secretly hell? Just the idea of dying and waking up in heaven, your first words being, what? It's really funny. But that'd be the wrong place for me. That's boring. What's going on there? Fucking nothing.
Everything you want. Yeah. I don't know why people think heaven would be boring, because it's meant to be the... meant to just be, like, good.
Yeah, but, like, everything I want, like,
things I like aren't good.
You know.
Things I like are often sins.
By and large, I love sin.
Yeah, like, look. One of my favorite things to do is just commit crimes against the Lord.
Yeah. What, like, can I sin in heaven?
Well, for whatever reason, when I've imagined the concept of heaven,
yeah,
it's like, you know how they're like, you can't see time as its own dimension, like we perceive it differently to how it is. It's like, oh, we can't, like, the kind of happy you'd be in heaven, you won't know on earth. Maybe my brain's just tried to give me my own cop-out.
No. Yeah. You know why? Because in heaven, the time dimension exists and you can experience all your orgasms at once.
That sounds scary. I'm always scared of... This is why I'm scared of doing heroin. I imagine
feels too good?
I imagine heroin feels like after you've come, you just keep masturbating.
Oh, that feel...
That's what I imagine heroin is
That's
like.
That's not a good feeling.
Scares me the hell off it.
I like that everyone knows... Well...
We know.
Why is it something in someone's brain that's just like, maybe I'll just see what happens if I keep... Oh no.
Because you're like, sweet pleasure, more pleasure, less pleasure.
Bad pleasure.
It is, because it's still good. It's just crossed that line to bad.
It's almost like...
It's come full circle around a bad.
It's like, okay, if Pins and Needles is the bad version, this is like the good version, but it's still the same like squeamish, like... Ugh!
Yeah, like...
Yeah, it's like that.
And that's what I imagine heroin and heaven are like.
Well, I'm glad you're not going to do heroin or get into heaven.
Me too.
Do heroin in heaven? What if I like heroin? Am I not? Surely if I like heroin, that means that I'm probably... Like, do I still get to go to heaven? Cass?
As our resident, heaven expert.
As today's episode of Shut Up a Second's God, yeah. Do I get to go to heaven if I do heroin? Knowing full well that I have not previously done heroin at this point in my life.
Did you do other sins?
Yep, heaps.
Well, I don't think that would come into it. That's I think
heroin's
well,
not
is,
a sin.
Is drugs a sin?
I don't think so. They're just not great.
A fight's a sin.
Are you fighting for or against Jesus Christ?
Oh, hang on.
Sidebar.
Question. Yeah.
No, sidebar. Like to fighting. Like I'm not fighting for or against Jesus. I'm just fighting.
Okay.
Ten Commandments.
Okay.
Thou shalt not kill.
Are there? Can you do other sins? Yeah. Or are those the sins?
Those are
like the big daddies.
No, those are the commandments. They're not the sins. So there's heaps of sins.
But there
gluttony?
Are seven.
Gluttony?
No, those are the deadly ones.
There's the seven
those
deadly
are the ones
sins.
That get you dead.
Lust.
Gluttony, lust, greed is a classic. what am I writing on? That's probably fine. Angry? What's that one? Wrath. Sloth.
Pride.
Big cums.
Yeah. There's seven. How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We're missing one. Gluttony, lust,
greed,
wrath,
little cums.
Sloth, pride, little cums.
Yeah. So read the list you got there.
Okay, I'll leave the. Okay. Gluttony, lust, greed, wrath, sloth, pride, big cums, little cums. And I feel like there's one more.
The eighth of the seven deadly sins.
Yeah. It's the one that's basically gluttony. Oh no, gluttony is greed. There are maybe only six.
No, there's one that's like sort of
wrath, sloth,
envy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. It's big cums slash little cums.
Yeah, that's one. And then there are eight deadly sins.
Yeah, the eight
seven deadly sins. What's 8 times 7? I'm not doing that.
40. Okay.
You just did it for me.
I didn't finish because I forgot.
Let's say there are 40 deadly sins.
No, there's...
Yes, Cass?
8 times 7 is not 40.
49.
I was going to say.
49 deadly sins because the 7, 8 deadly... 8, 7... Anyway, let's go
7, 8, 9 deadly sins.
Let's go through the list of deadly sins, see if we've done any. Have you been... Just today might be a good way to go about it. Have you been gluttonous today? I didn't finish my nachos, so Jackson gets a tick.
I've had 2 meals.
Ah, yeah, you're gluttonous.
No, but it's currently after lunchtime.
Ah, that's true. So, but I only had 1 meal and a coffee, so I've been the best of all of them.
I've probably been a coffee glutton, though, because I've had 2 coffees.
Oh, that is a glut. You glut. You absolute glut.
Don't glut shame me.
Does it count from midnight or from when we woke up?
From when you woke up.
Nah, I've not eaten very much today, which...
All right.
Which, oh, no, that's...
Cass is without sin.
No, that's sloth.
We'll get to sloth. I'm going to do it on a tick cross basis. We'll see who's going to hell at the end of this. Lust. I'm always ready to fuck. Oh, no, I gave myself a tick. That should be
You're like, good, Jackson.
Good job, man. You two been lustful today? That's not only boning. You might have lusted after the pleasures of something else.
I was trying to think what I did this morning.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah, give me a cross.
Cass, you've been lustful today? Lustful? Lusty? No.
We listened to a Robin Thicke song on the way here. That's pretty lustful.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Have we been greedy? I had 3 drinks with lunch. That's pretty greedy.
So did gluttony. I. We both had 3 drinks.
Great. I had daiquiri, a guava juice, and a coffee.
I want a mango daiquiri.
It was fucking great.
It was happy hour at 3 p.m. on a Monday.
Oh, I should have...
$10 cocktails.
Yeah. Oh. I had 2 Coke Zeros and a... coffee. And also a glass of water.
Greedy. A glass of water. Me too.
4 drink boys.
Yeah, nah,
I just
you think you've been good, Cass?
I was greedy with my time, I think.
Okay.
Greedy with time?
Yeah.
All right, you get a cross as well. Ooh, it's not looking good for you, Dusha. 3 X's in a row.
Oh, wow.
Wrath. I don't think I've been wrathful today. Yeah, I've been lovely.
I've been nothing but delightful.
Have you been wrathful today, Joel Dusha? Have you been angry? Have you felt fire in your heart?
Oh, Oh, no, we were angry at Robin Thicke.
Yeah, that's right. Two crosses for you. Looks like at the moment I'm the one getting into heaven, which is pretty funny.
It's not a ranking. It's not a bell curve.
Yes, it is. All right, sloth. Okay, yeah, I've not been great.
I slept terribly. Give me a tick.
All right.
Yeah, I slept until 11. I got woken up by my alarm.
I'd say that's a tick.
Yeah. Okay. My friend messaged me an hour later being like, are you still asleep? I was like...
Getting woken up by your alarm. 10:30. What time do you get up?
I got up at 9.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Early boy.
Maybe you get a cross, Cass.
Yep.
What time do you go to bed?
4.
Yeah. That's a cross. pride. Have we been prideful? I don't know if I've been prideful.
I was proud today.
You fucking monster.
I made positive changes to thought patterns.
Hell yeah.
You're putting ticks now again when you should be putting crosses.
No, Cass. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I keep fucking up.
I was proud of my achievements.
Yep.
How dare you?
Hell for you.
I'm always humble.
Yeah. This tick feels wrong.
I think I've been proud of anything. No, actually, I've spent most of the day being ashamed.
Yeah, all right. Then you do get a tick.
Oh, yeah, that's a good tick.
I feel like I've just not felt pride today about much. Yeah,
you're pretty smug most of the time, but then you're getting a cross for that, then I'm too.
No, we both get ticks because we've been good boys. Mm-hmm. Envy? I don't think I've envied anything anyone has.
I've been jealous of your mango daiquiri since you talked about true. It. So
Cass gets a tick.
No, I don't. I get a cross.
Oh, my God. I forget my system. Dusha? Come on. You've held envy today.
Envy.
What have you been envy yourself?
Envy. I'm not really a jealous boy.
All right. I guess you get a tick.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yes, he does.
I envied anything today at all. Yes, because Adam's outside just playing on his computer, and that sounds real nice.
We had a discussion of, like, we had to record something and then Adam, he was lucky.
I've been envious. All right, let's tally it up. No, Jackson.
You've missed two, haven't you?
No, I've done them all.
What's at the bottom? Envy?
Envy, that's it.
What's above that?
Oh, little comes, big comes. Oh my God, what's wrong with me?
The eighth of the seven deadly sins.
Okay. Have I had a big come today? No. So I get a tick.
Little come?
No, not even a tiny one. Has anyone here today done a big come or a little come? Are you the only one?
I don't.
Are you going to hell? That's pretty funny. Oh, man.
Is it from midnight or is it from waking
from
up?
From waking up, we established.
Oh, okay, then no.
No? All right. Cass, the same?
Cass was here. You slept in the living room.
Yes, I slept in the living room. All right. Nothing happened in the living room.
All right. So that would have been... I think we would have been like, oh, okay.
How dare you treat this house like everyone else treats this house?
The difference is everyone else has doors.
Cass, I think you're going to hell. You've only got two ticks.
What?
Yeah. Today you have been...
Let me have a look. I think you fucked it.
Yeah, maybe I did. Because I got my cross-tick system confused. But you've only got two ticks. Me and Dusha got four each. Cass in hell.
Gluttony. I wasn't gluttonous, but both of you were.
Yeah. Yep.
I think you've swapped the ticks and the crosses.
Well, I swapped it maybe for two.
I wasn't gluttonous because I hadn't eaten a lot. But
I was gluttonous, but I had two meals. Why did I get gluttony?
Because you... I forget.
You know what?
Let's just accept that Cass is going to hell and not worry about... And me and you, Dusha, both get into heaven. Based on literally today.
One day on earth.
If God decides today is the day to judge us.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to have a random audit to make sure your business is compliant.
Yeah, I think that's basically what today was for God.
Imagine if today just turns out to be judgment day.
We've self-audited. It's like, actually, we've got the paperwork for you. If you want to come down, we can actually provide it to you now.
We took care of it.
And you're like, today's probably not a great day. Maybe come back tomorrow.
I like the idea of giving it to God, and he's like, I don't get it. Why are these crosses or ticks?
You know what? You're all going to hell. Damn it.
Damn it.
Wait, Cass, not you, heaven. And then you're just like, yes, tricked my way into heaven.
That'll be good. I'm trying to think of other crimes.
From the past that you didn't commit, that you could have committed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking, like, the ones that are a bit sneaky, but morally, but I'm like, if I lived in old-timey times, would I still be, like, morally how I am today? Mm-hmm. Surely not, because... I can do a lot of like circus crimes. They seem pretty easy.
What are circus crimes?
What's that guy?
Killing a monkey?
Party
P.T. Barnum.
Yeah.
Party P.T. Barnum.
Yeah, he set up a business.
Animal
yeah.
murders. You yeah. reckon you could do?
You reckon you could kill a lot of whales?
I'm starting to That's see from... why Cass wants to go to hell. Cass wants
want
to go to hell.
No, but like, because those
I'm
that...
upset as anyone that I'm going to heaven, but I'm proud of
you. I'd gladly swap in a second, Cass.
Well, P.T. Barnum, a lot of his crimes were neglect, so I don't have to do anything.
That's true. That is easy.
Neglect is easier.
You have to put out a fire using water that whales live in.
It's already there.
Yeah, that's not even hard.
Just crack the cage. Like, what, I got a rock? I can hock a rock.
Hock a rock
at
the cage.
I'll get a strong man to hock a rock. I'll be like, throw your comical dumbbells through. Can you just try and hit the whale, please? Have a crack.
So you want him to hit the whale or the cage the whale's in?
The cage the whale's in. I'll tell him to aim for the...
You but can't... I guess if you kill the whale with the dumbbells, two birds, one stone.
Yeah.
I'd rather a whale gets killed by a dumbbell to the brain than by drowning. Reverse drowning, right?
Yeah. Look, these are crimes that I don't know, again, morally. Mm. He didn't think elephants could feel pain.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
if I also believed that, it would...
Is it us or old-timey us? Are we time traveling?
It's your call, because it's that you didn't commit, but you could have committed.
Oh, could have. Well, I could have committed any crime in history.
I'm thinking, who killed Robin Hood? And could it have been me?
Robin Hood died of old age, surely.
I could have done that. Is dying of old age a crime?
If
of
you
nature?
Keep him alive when he would have regularly died, then you've killed him of old age. I think that checks out there, I would say.
What other person do I...
I was wondering about the Hindenburg. Was that a crime or an accident? I keep choosing accidents.
Yeah, it's a tragedy.
JFK, I could have shot JFK.
Yes!
That's, no.
You don't think I could have, Cass? The only reason I couldn't shoot JFK is I don't know how to handle a rifle.
That's just the reason. Not the only reason, that is the reason. You're like, I could have shot someone. Like, Jack, do you know how to use a gun?
I don't.
No.
I don't. I would have shot... someone else, maybe the driver.
Marilyn Monroe.
Maybe somebody in the crowd. People would have been like, was he going for JFK? And I'd have been like, no, I meant to get that person. Then they're like, are you up in the in the tower? I'm like, fuck. And then I run.
Leg it!
Cheese it! And then maybe out the window. Okay, maybe I couldn't have killed JFK. What about Abraham Lincoln? That was close quarters. I don't have to aim. I'm sad that Abraham Lincoln.
You got that in one.
Abraham Lincoln. Abraham Lincoln wasn't killed by being pushed off the balcony. Like the guy ran in instead of shooting him was like, huh!
What if someone had pulled down his hat and like got him in like a choke lock and smothered him with a hat?
I mean, that would have been pretty good.
I'm starting to realize that a lot of crimes are really mean.
Yeah, crimes.
Yeah, no, crimes are bad for a reason, Cass.
I don't want to do any of these crimes.
Well, then you
I guess... could, but like, I don't want to. What's a nice crime?
Murder. What if they're a bad person and they get murdered? If you killed Stalin, is that a nice person crime or a bad person crime?
Suicide is technically a crime and Hitler commits suicide. So I could have killed Hitler. That's immensely doable.
He's just a guy.
You'd have to be Hitler to do that.
No. He just gets in the way of suicide.
Hitler's down there in the bunker with Eva Braun, and he's like, well, we fucked this one up. And he pulls out the gun, and then I come out and push him off a balcony or whatever.
He's in a bunker. What balcony?
I push him over a chair. Hopefully he hits his head. I don't know. I kill him some way.
Isn't it cyanide?
Yeah.
Also, that's not a crime that happened that you could have done because you've just gone
Wasn't
back in time
and then
changed.
He shot himself in the head.
I've done another crime. You're right.
Yeah.
What's that?
Didn't he take cyanide but then still shoot himself in the head?
Maybe. What about what? Okay. How? What is this? Say Hitler has the cyanide tablet.
Mm.
He goes to put it in his mouth. I leap in wait, grab the cyanide tablet, and then I put it in his mouth. Is that a murder or still a suicide?
That's assisted suicide.
No, what's going to happen here is you're going to fuck it up. He's going to lose the tablet and then you've saved Hitler.
I knock it out of his hands. It falls in a grate. He's like...
Why is there a grate?
Well, you fucked this one up.
Damn it, Hitler. Help me look for it. I have some pressing things I have to take care of, Jackson. Hitler, if we don't find this pill...
I'm a war criminal.
I'm in such trouble.
Hitler, don't know what it's like to be in trouble.
Hitler, you don't know what I'm feeling right now. You know, also, bad job, you know?
You're a bad person,
you're no good.
Hitler.
Did you know that? And then we find the pill and then give it to him. And I think that's a crime I could have committed.
And also, so that's one of two ways. I'm also imagining you going to stop it and bumping him and he puts it up his nose or something instead.
Starts sneezing like crazy.
Sneezes out all the cyanide.
Oh, no, you made Hitler into a weapon.
You're wasting it, Hitler. You're wasting it.
He's sneezing cyanide all over the bunker.
The fucking Russians burst in. He sneezes on them. God damn it. Why can't I kill you, Hitler?
I don't know the timeline of things, but could you have invented chemical weapons? What are they called?
Which ones?
Biological.
Yeah, it's biological warfare because Hitler has a cyanide tablet up his nose. In my mind, Eva Braun was just panicking in the background, being like, what the fuck is happening here?
It's also sad because there's a dead dog in there.
Yeah, that is sad. Aww. Yeah, Hitler killed his dog, right?
Yeah.
Because he didn't want the Russians to kill his dog.
Nah, he wanted to test to see if the cyanide was going to be painful.
No. Well, there you go.
Mm. Turns out Hitler, bad person through and through.
Twist. Hitler could have still got himself with a gun. He'd be sneezing. He might shoot me. Come on, Hitler.
I'm trying to fucking do you a favor.
Hitler wastes all the bullets. Oh my fucking god. Sneezing himself in the corner. I'm like, I guess I'm just going to have to kill you with this desk lamp, Hitler.
No, you've been shot.
Oh, yeah. Riddled with bullets. Hitler! This was so easy!
Oh, gosh.
Then you've done assisted suicide, so that's a crime.
Yeah.
You did the crime, but the wrong one.
You invented a new crime. You changed the course of history.
Suicide by Hitler.
That's very funny. If you're like, where's Jackson? And someone at the time pod is like, he just went off to kill Hitler, but he's not bad.
Just read the paper. What the fuck?
What the fuck in German? Hitler alive but sneezy.
It ain't easy being sneezy.
Adolf Black.
Hitler. This is just a peebo for big boys.
Dead man found riddled with bullets. Hitler snorts cyanide, shoots man.
Sneezes co-workers and wife to death.
Chemical warfare, question mark?
Anyway, that's a crime. That's my one I choose.
Joel.
Fuck, that was good. It's really hard because, Robin Hood wasn't murdered and that's a shame.
That's one you would have liked to do.
You just want to kill him.
No, just if someone did, I'd happily be that guy, but I'm...
Robin Hood, not hard to kill. You just invite him to an archery contest that's rigged to blow.
Or just like when he's lining up to take a shot with his bow and arrow, you just stand behind him and take a shot into the back of his head.
Exactly.
Two in the brain, but arrows.
Yeah. Two in the brain that one pierces the other, like Robin Hood's classic trick. What are like big crimes, but not tragedies? It's hard to find that middle ground, you know?
Yeah.
Was a monument ever destroyed you could have taken care of?
You could be the first person to put a cone on a statue.
A cone on a statue?
Like a witch's hat.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's a crime.
That is a crime.
Actually, that is 100% a crime that I could have possibly done first accidentally.
I'm surprised, honestly, you haven't done it in the real world
now. Yeah, no, I haven't done that before. But I do think that it's funny, so...
It is good.
Yeah.
Defacing statues, I'm a fan of.
Remember when that man snuck into Buckingham Palace and had a chat with the Queen? I could have done that.
Absolutely.
I would have tricked her into making me royalty, though.
I thought you were going to be like, tricked her into making me dinner. I'm your son, come back.
It's me, Prince Gary.
That sounds right.
Gary, I could have sworn...
It was Harry.
All right, then, would you like some tea?
Got her. Got any scones?
Well, that is a doable crime because people assumed that the alarm system was faulty and that's how he got in. They were like, oh, things are going off. The alarm system might be broken. it was just working. So they turned it off.
That's amazing. What would you do once you were in there, though, other than hassle the Queen for dinner, for tea at Scott's?
Think about that question. Just think about what you just said.
And yeah.
Why would I need to do anything else? But also probably replace a prince.
I might push the Queen out the window, put on her clothes and big bad wolf that shit. Harry comes in and he's like, "You're looking strange, Mom." Then I eat him.
Dude, what did
really
he do?
Big bad wolf it.
I think he stole wine.
Oh, really?
He drank wine, which was thievery, because it wasn't his wine. Sorry, you were talking about doing that crime, but you've turned it into a worse crime.
Yeah, I keep doing other crimes while I'm doing time crime.
You just want to go into history and just ruin things.
I just like the idea of Big Bad Wolfing and Harry coming in and being like, "Mother, what small beady eyes you have." And I'd be like, "All the better to not quite see you with, Harry. Mother, what a dumpy face you've got now. Hey, leave me alone, Harry. Mother, your beard is wispy and kind of disgusting. You don't wash it." And I'm like, "That's it, I'm eating you." And then I eat him.
That's good. I think the best crime that I...
Yeah.
The best crime of all is maybe loving too much. And I feel like I could have done that.
I feel like that's very possible. I think that's very... It's very you, you know?
Yeah, loving too much.
Is
too sweet of a boy.
Too sweet of a boy. Too angelic. I'm going to heaven, yeah, after all.
Absolutely, according to the table.
Actually, what am I talking about? Yeah. The one crime I could have easily done.
Yeah.
The best crime of all.
The
crucifixion of Jesus
Christ.
Yeah,
I was thinking kill Jesus.
That wasn't a crime.
He
was the criminal.
Yeah.
I could have been Jesus. I could get crucified.
So you're going to go around healing people?
Yeah, that's my crime, healing people.
I gave everyone too much fish.
That's also good. Denying that I am the son of God also is my crime.
I really like that idea of in this timeline, you took Jesus' place. So everyone's like, "Jesus, weren't you going to get crucified?" And he's like, "No, that guy did it for me."
Wait,
and you
that's...
tied to the cross, give a thumbs up with your hand.
No way, that sounds to me, that's the plot of the life of Brian.
That's true. You just take Jesus' place for Jesus.
Yeah.
I could have been one of the guys up there with Jesus. I don't know if I could have been Jesus. Mm. I would have been like, "Why is this guy so popular?" when everybody was coming up to give him alms or whatever.
Mm. Yeah. Well, the other two blokes also were just hanging there tied up and he was nailed to the cross. So I'd probably be like, "Oh, I'm glad that's not me."
That's true.
One of the other guys' names was Jesus too, I think.
Really?
Like, maybe.
That's great if everyone's like, "We've come for Jesus." And he's like, "Oh, hello." And they're like, "Oh, no, not you."
No, wait, maybe...
There was another fella up there. There were two.
Yeah, because one of them
important fellas,
and one of the other fellas had done like heaps of crimes. They're like, "Well, let one of them go." Jesus saw this bad bloke. For some reason, in my head, the bad bloke's name is also Jesus. But now I'm starting to think that's not true.
Nega Jesus.
And then everyone was like, "Oh, the bad one." And everyone was like, "Yeah." And Jesus was like, "Guess I'm going to hell." Fun fact, he did.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ went to hell after he was crucified.
For a little bit.
Only until he resurrected, and then he went to heaven.
Yeah.
That's in the Bible.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
He did it in a cave, yeah? Where does the cave come into the story? Because I actually don't know.
Well, after he's been crucified, they put him in the cave.
Yeah.
Is that normal?
No, it's like a tomb.
Oh.
Oh, like, so for death.
Yeah, like as in they put him in the cave not as part of like the fact that he is Jesus, just because they're like...
Well, this is where the dead bodies go.
So you can take...
No, it was like, I think just where this... Like, yeah, it was like a coffin, basically.
So, but like, so say... I'm on the cross.
Yeah.
You guys want to take me down when I'm done dying. Yeah. Can you?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. That's what happened.
You're like, well, we'll grab him now. I guess they only got so many crucifixes to go, right?
Yeah. No, that's Imagine getting the crucifix that Jesus was on after Jesus. You'd be like,
ooh.
This is, either, there's blood on this one. That's yuck.
Why'd you nail this guy? Ew.
Ew, ew.
Actually, no, I don't think they knew about germs back then.
Yeah, that's true. You would have been like, sweet.
It was like when people, like one of the, there was a massive spread of some disease because they used to have these things in Europe somewhere. I can't remember what they're called, but they were pretty much like this metal stick and you'd serve gelati or ice cream or whatever on them, lick them clean and give them back for the next person. And no one cleaned them because no one knew about germs.
Everyone got glandular fever.
That's disgusting. Living in the olden times is gross.
Yeah, people didn't know. Someone's like, hey, there are tiny bugs in the things we do. Everyone's like, that's real weird of you to say. We can't see bugs. This is weird.
The fuck are you talking about?
Although they're just coming back to saying that I could perform miracles and that could be my crime. It's funny to imagine that in the time of crucifixions and that, when people said like science things, everyone's like, oh, and pointed to like the crosses. I'm like, you want to keep saying that?
The only bugs that I know about are the ones that you also know about. Nothing.
That's what I thought. Enjoy your gelato.
I like to imagine Joel Dusha Christ is just bashing scientists. Somebody coming up being like, hey, this scientist is saying that there's bugs and everything. You're like, oh, what the fuck?
Then it'd be happy with me because I'm not doing what Jesus was doing. So I'm probably not getting crucified because what I'm doing for some reason isn't a crime. Like, to be honest, if I was Jesus, I'm not going into a temple and turning over tables and having a cranky time because they're disrespecting my father's house or something.
I'd just
be like, cool.
That's a bit fucked, but whatever.
Yeah, like, you guys having fun? Yeah, all right.
I'd bring back everyone who wanted to be brought back. Lazarus, the whole town. Lazarus, the town, turn the water supply into wine, make one big fish and one big bread, and everyone can eat forever.
I like the idea of just bringing every single person back from the dead. Just like doing the Jesus miracles, but times 100,000.
Be like, you're welcome.
Everyone is cured of death. Bye.
Up to heaven I go. I like that I do it not with my arms out angelically, kind of crouched like a maniac. Woo! Like I'm on a tiny miniature invisible roller coaster up to heaven. I do sick tricks around Nazareth and everyone gives me a big clap.
Except one guy's like, stop that.
Go home or stay here. Don't showboat. Then I'm all in a huff, so I go back to heaven and God's like, you really didn't do it, did you? You didn't do anything that I asked.
I did. Don't check though.
I like that I crammed, basically. It's like I got to the end of my time on earth. God's like, so have you done it? You brought them back, showed them miracles. I'm like, oh fuck.
Give me 1 second. Everyone's Dad, I brought everyone back from the dead, made them so they don't die anymore, and then I gave them one big bread and one big fish.
Son, why does everybody live in a bread? Why did you remove the houses and replace them with the fish?
I thought they could eat in, they could live in what they eat now.
You know how I can walk on water? I know everyone could do that. It's good.
I did what you wanted or whatever.
Boats don't need to be a thing, and I hate boats.
You know that, Dad. Yeah, I do know that.
No one can have bars anymore. Sick.
Yeah, and everyone's dirty now. It's pretty funny. I don't know.
Showers are fine, though. Are they invented yet? Oh, shit.
Dad, can I come home? You didn't die for their sins.
No, I left. I did a trick. One man yelled at me.
Can you get him? Can you do another flood? Everyone will be fine now, though. Fuck.
Oh, the flood, but everyone can walk on water. Everyone's just like, you've ruined our fish and bread are wet.
Wet fish, fine. Wet bread, bad.
Oh, moldy earth theory.
Look, I guess we can take away that I'd have made a terrible Jesus, but I think we kind of knew that in our heart of hearts.
You can't kill Hitler. You make a terrible Jesus, but you're still going to heaven.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Joel Dusha, host of Shut Up a Second.
Absolutely. You're welcome to it.
And this has been Shut Up a Second.
Goodbye.
Bye. Nerd.
Goodbye. Good Joe Biden. Thank
thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sanspants Radio Network, just head to sanspantsplus.com, and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.